Are you tired of the typical libraries with conventional music that makes you feel meh? Introducing Lyrics.com, the music website made for and by minds like you. Our team are lifelong musicians and producers in love with music. Search the Lyrics music catalogs and find music with guaranteed originality. Mark the difference with Music of Signature at Lyrics.com.
We're going places. That's amazing. This is High on Life. The song is High on Life. And who is this wonderful voice? We have Olya Sonica. Hi, Olya. How's it going?
Hi. Hi, Antoine. It's going really good. Thank you so much for playing my song.
Oh, it's good. It's fantastic. It's a great, great song. High on Life. This is an amazing title. You know, it makes you wonder, what is it about? Tell us a little bit about your music and yourself.
Oh, well, it's High Life. It's basically, it's what it is. I wrote that song right after kind of like COVID, you know, stopped being crazy. And I felt like we all needed like a little pick-me-up and go like back into just enjoying life and remembering how precious and amazing it is, and just focusing on that. And I watched that same week I was writing that song, I watched a documentary on Oasis playing Nebworth like in 1996 or something, and it was such an amazing live show with like 200,000 people showing up there each day, and it felt so inspiring and like larger than life. So I came home after that, watching that documentary, and with all those feelings, like I wrote High on Life in about 2 minutes.
And
those are the ones. They just like come naturally. And you know it, how amazing it feels when it does happen. Because
it's
got to
feel amazing. Yeah, tell us about that feeling.
Yeah.
When everything comes through like that. Tell us a little, try to describe that feeling a little bit.
Yeah, I think, for a musician, songwriter, singer, person like I am, it's like there's no better feeling in the world than to, it's like when your like soul, your mind, and your heart all come together in one place, and they agree, and that is a very, I don't know, it doesn't happen very often, but when it does, and when you can channel it into your creativity, in my case, it's my music and my songs, it just feels like this cathartic, most amazing, happy feeling, and you want to ride that wave for a while too, like, you know, because you just keep like listening back and you're like, oh my god, I just did this is amazing. And it's almost like feels like, you know, it's like it comes through you, which I believe in, like you're a channel to this you know, creative explosion. So yeah,
that's so true. And we had so many songwriters that feel the same way. It's when it happens, it's like a channeling something. It comes from the universe through you, your transmitter,
yeah,
a capacitor. This is incredible. High on Life, you know, excellent, excellent story. Definitely need, you know, feeling like that again. And about you. So as you were telling us a little bit earlier, you have a lot of traveling, you're very interested in life as a musician. Why don't you tell us a little bit what you're going through right now, what you're doing lately, your journey?
Absolutely. Yeah, so I've been so I moved to the States a few years back, and I moved to New York City. I was a classically trained pianist growing up, and then I was a big fan of rock and roll, and I decided to, you know, to go to New York City. I grew up in Moscow, and I decided to go to New York and learn English so I could write my lyrics in English. And long story short, I got to New York City, and I understood that I was not going back. And okay. I just started navigating. Like, it was kind of a crazy, just like changing my reality, like in that way, because I didn't speak the language, and then I had to. It's just like, you know, when you're being dropped in the middle of the lake and you don't know how to swim, you start swimming.
But how long was this ago? How long? Because your English is just fantastic. It's just perfect. When was this?
Thank you so much. It was a little, I would say 12 years ago.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, look.
Yeah.
This is incredible.
Yeah. Thank you. So, yeah. So, basically, I started, I had this amazing mentor and my vocal coach, this guy, Anthony Paisano, and he used to play in Copacabana with Frank Sinatra and Ella Fitzgerald, and he was kind of the first person in New York to, like, give me, like, this whole, you know, like, an inside look in this musical history. And that's how I just started down that road, like, learning about blues and jazz and going to all the jazz clubs in New York, which, you know, are amazing. And yeah, little by little, I started kind of like experimenting with my own sound, and I started playing in other bands as a keyboard player and a back vocalist and a little guitar, a little bit of everything. And then I went for the first time, I think in 2013, I went and played South by Southwest with a different band.
Wow.
And I started, I started touring a little bit. And it's just like this thing where, like, you, when I, you know, decided to go on this path, it was like basically starting from zero and like being reborn and figuring out, like, what is your voice, who you are in through music. So that's what I've been doing this past 12 years. And like I said, I moved to Los Angeles to work on a couple of different projects, but then COVID happened, which felt like a setback at the moment, but ended up being a blessing in disguise, because I was able to focus on my own craft and on my, you know, like, solo situation. And from that, High on Life came, and many other songs, and I reconnected with my New York friend and an amazing musician and a producer, Ben Rice. We have the same musical influences and aspirations, and we connected, and I flew back to New York a year ago, and we recorded High on Life and a couple of other songs. We understood that that was something really special, so I kept going back to New York and recording more songs, and got great support from some people in the community. Started a record label, and we just finished, recording an album. We're in the mixing stage right now, but it's coming to you in 2023.
Where to get started? Definitely New York has, right? Definitely New York has that energy, special energy. When you mention, I knew I wasn't coming back. Well, you know, I think a lot of us went through that.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And what a climax. What that you discovered that. But talking about your voice, I'm very interested in learning more about that transition from pianist, classical pianist.
Yeah.
And begin.
Yeah.
Right, begin to sing blues. How is that happening?
Yeah. So the thing is, it's very interesting, because even when I was in classical music school, and I was a really good pianist, but I always wanted to, like, compose and do my own thing. And my Russian teacher back in the day, she hated it. She was just like, you know, stop messing around and learn Tchaikovsky. And I was just like, but look at this chord change and look at this thing. Like, I was 8 years old, but I wasn't taken seriously because it was a different, you know, mentality. It was very rigid and very like, you know, like you have to obviously practice and be great at what you do. It's kind of like a whiplash situation.
Yeah.
And then, so because of that, and because I have this like rebellious nature, I quit music school when I was 12, and I was like, I'm never going to touch a piano again.
Nice.
Which I thought, like, then I was like, maybe that was the wrong thing to do, but it wasn't, because if I didn't do it, I wouldn't, you know, have developed my voice as a songwriter and a, you know, like, musician of my own. So I have this song called Defiant on this record coming out, because it's kind of like, it describes that I never like wanted to fit in certain situations. I always wanted to discover my own path. And I knew that, like, even after I quit music school and some time passed, I knew that I still had this amazing connection to music, and I would discover different artists and be like, oh my God, like, this is what I want to do. But it seemed like it wasn't possible to do it where I was coming from. So I had this, like, you know, kind of visions and things like that. I had to go somewhere else. And when I went to New York, I finally, like, felt like I was where I belong. And just, you know, just the fact that you can go to a church and hear people sing gospel or jazz club or talk to different people who are part of this incredible musical history, it makes you a part of it too. So I think, you know, you just have to go with what captures your imagination and what you truly resonate with and you're passionate about. And if you, you know, sometimes you get off track, but if you keep, you know, stay the course and you keep trying to just like once you go one step at a time sometimes, then eventually you'll get where, like, you feel the most authentic self. And go ahead.
Isn't that true? How is it possible? You say rebellious. Yeah, sometimes New York is the home of rebellious. And you, how is it possible? So far away, that's where you actually feel home.
Yeah, it's quite fascinating, to be honest. I mean, same. It was so fascinating to me that I couldn't believe it myself, even though I was doing it. So it was a kind of like a contradictory thing, and which I am learning, because sometimes my intuition and some, like, you know, some connection with the universe comes before I even can rationalize it. So I have to kind of follow it. And sometimes I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing, but actually, like, my kind of heart and soul do know what I'm doing. So I play this game. I'm just like, okay, let's just do it. Let's see what happens. But when it feels right, it's like, you have to commit to it.
That is so profound and it's so true. Sometimes just follow your intuition. And he's going to take you where you need to be. That's authentic. That's so right. And going back to your voice, I think you have a very spectacular, different timbre in your voice. You know, is that natural? Is something you practice? Tell us a little bit about that. You know, the technique.
Yeah. Yes, of course. So, like I said, the first vocal coach that I had, he was like more of a jazz guy, and then I worked with Craig Derry, who was more in the R&B and soul world. He was, he worked with like Alicia Keys and Maxwell and guys like that, and he toured with James Brown back in the day. And then I was working with Don Lawrence, who's worked with all of the amazing stars, like from Steven Tyler to Lady Gaga. And I was, you know, taking up all of this different vocal practices, and but it wasn't until I really it's interesting because, you know, like, because I have a different timbre and different voice, for me it was really hard to relate to female singers per se. So when people would say, like, who do you sound like? I could never tell. I could never tell them. I mean, a little bit of this and that, but it wasn't like anyone else. And to me, it was kind of a difficulty in a weird way, where, like, once I learned to appreciate the fact that I sounded so different naturally, and I tapped into that and applied my vocal techniques that I learned from this amazing, vocal coaches, then when it really, like, clicked, where, like, it's really important to obviously get the tools be able to sing on pitch and have a wider range and all that stuff. But it's also really important to embrace your own unique flavor of your voice. So I think when those two things click, that's where the beauty happens.
Yeah, absolutely. And at least my opinion, I mean, what you have is a gift. It's really different, really special. It's beautiful.
I appreciate it. Thank
distinct.
You so much.
Absolutely, it's fantastic. And it's so hard sometimes for singers to learn to make friends with your instrument, with that's the voice that you got.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah.
It is very true. I love the way you put it, like, make friends with your instruments and the voice that you got, because, like, it comes down to so many different things, because, like, basically, you know, if we go, you know, down to, like, the core meaning of it, is like your voice is like what you, you know, how you express yourself, right? And if you are not friends with yourself, you know, then it's really hard to express yourself through your voice. So you also have to work on all of the different things and have, like, acceptance of your own self as an individual, as a person, for being different than others. So I think it's a lot of it is psychology as well.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. There's a lot to unpack there. Absolutely. Okay, so for your new record, you said you have something almost ready. It's going to be ready by next year, which is, you know, around the corner. Tell us about this record. You know, whatever highlights you like to share.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's a very personal record, but it's also kind of has a very epic and sometimes larger than life sound. And I feel like it has this perfect balance of, like, highs and lows and just, like, it has this, you know, celebration of life and torment of life all happening in one place. So it'll definitely take you for a ride. It's very cool because some of the songs were written pre-pandemic, some of the songs were written during the pandemic, and a lot of them, you know, like, after. So it has this flow of what we've been going through. So I think anyone can relate to the music and to the lyrics. And yeah, I just can't wait to see it, you know, being released into the world. And can't wait to tour next year, because we have some plans that I cannot reveal just yet, but I will be doing some shows in the States as well as the UK, and we're working on some stuff in Europe and things like that. But yeah, next single is going to be coming out around February, so be on the lookout.
Oh, we will, absolutely will. You know, you got a fun for life with us, and hopefully with a lot of the ones listening to us as well, our audience. It really, really deserves it. It's wonderful artist and excellent music. Looking forward to that release next year, and the new single in February. Okay, Olia Sonica, and tell us, what is your perfect future? What's your perfect,
future? Perfect future is to tour the world singing my songs to the people, with the people, and, you know, connect from heart to heart, and maybe, you know, brighten someone's day or give someone a relief, and just have this human connection through music be just the rest of my life.
That is fantastic. It's a wonderful goal to aim for.
Thank you.
Olya, if I may ask you, if you had the chance to give an advice to your younger self, what do you think you'd say?
I would say that, first of all, I would show some gratitude and say, you're doing amazing, keep going. But most importantly, eliminate any self-doubt and just really commit to believing in yourself full force, and to let anyone tell you otherwise. That's all.
Wonderful. Excellent. Sometimes we need so much those words of encouragement to believe in ourselves. Like you were saying, sometimes you feel that you don't know what you're doing, but internally, or
yeah,
above yourself, something larger than you knows what you're doing, and you know, we need those moments of encouragement. Absolutely. Olya Sonica, wonderful privilege. This is a great artist with a spectacular voice. You know, I love the music that you're making, and keep tuning.
Thank you so much, Antoine.
Pleasure.
It means a lot to me.
Absolute pleasure. Really good. And be on the lookout for any new releases very, very soon. The new record is going to be ready almost here,
yeah.
Around the corner.
Almost here, yes.
Wonderful. Again, really, true pleasure speaking with you. Thank you very much for your time. We wish you all the best.
Thank you so much, Antoine.
All right. Absolutely. All right. We're going to enjoy a little bit more of High on Life. To the next one.
Libraries with conventional music that makes you feel meh. Introducing Lyrics.com, the music website made for and by minds like you. Our team are lifelong musicians and producers in love with music. Search the Lyrics music catalogs and find music with guaranteed originality. Mark the difference with Music of Signature at Lyrics.com.